This Mishnah, very interestingly, actually brings a story of Hillel. But within the story is really a very important lesson as well. Hillel once saw a skull of a person, floating on top of the water in a particular river. And he recognized this person to have been an infamous murderer who was known to drown the people who he killed. In order to hide the evidence, he would kill somebody and then drown them. And now he had clearly been killed and drowned himself. So Omar La, Hillel said to this skull, Al da teift atfuch, because you drowned other people, you were drowned. Midah k'neged midah, the concept of being judged measure for measure, according to the way that you act, Hashem will deliver consequences to you accordingly. V'seif metifayech, however, those who drowned you will eventually, yutufun, they themselves will be drowned as a punishment for what they did. Even though you were deserving of death and deserving of exactly what you got, that doesn't give any rights to somebody else to do that. They will still be punished for killing you, but at the same time, you are destined to be killed in this way. And this story is in Pirkei Avos because the idea of Hashkacha Pratis, of living with the reality, that every action which you do has real significance, and that Hashem is involved in everything, that is an important lesson to learn. Mishnah Zayin, Hu Haya Omer, Hillel would say a number of different statements to bring across the idea that one should not become too involved in physical pleasures. Marbe Bosar, the more flesh somebody has, and the fatter he is, Marbe Rima, the more worms there will be when he dies, which will be eating up his flesh. Marbe Nechosim, the more possessions one has, Marbe Da'agah, that just increases the amount of worry which he'll have that perhaps the possessions which he have will be stolen, something might happen to them, and there's a danger of entering into a cycle of just being worried about one's possessions the whole time. Marbe Noshim, the more wives that one has, Marbe Kshofim, the more witchcraft which will exist in his house, they'll be competing for his attention, and they'll use witchcraft in order to do so. Marbe Shfochis, the more maidservants which one has in his household, Marbe Zimah, the more likelihood there is for immorality, Marbe Avodim, the more slaves that somebody has, Marbe Gozel, the more theft that will be in his house. Once one enters into the cycle of just aiming to get more money, and that becomes his whole desire in life, and that's what he's pursuing the entire time, getting more money and more possessions and more wealth, you enter into a cycle where it ultimately brings your downfall. If you're not doing it for the right reasons, Hashem Shomayim, then the more involved you get in the physical world, the more you drift away from Hashem and spiritual pursuits, and ultimately, even in this world, you won't end up even gaining. Hill's coming to show that it's not just that we've got a choice. Should we work on spiritual things, getting close to Hashem so that we'll have a good Om Haba, and we'll have to sacrifice living a good life in this world? Or you've got a choice to know, I'm going to live this world in a way of being wealthy, and I'm going to try and have physical pleasures, even if it will come at the expense of Om Haba. That is a very common misconception which people can have, that we sort of need to decide between Om Haba and Om Hazeh. But Hillel is coming to tell you that's not true. Even in Olam Hazeh, even in this world, the happier person is the one who pursues spiritual pursuits. If you enter into the cycle of just aiming for more money and more wealth, then like the Gemara says, when you have 100 zuz, you just want 200 zuz. You always want more and more, and you're never pleased with what you have, and you'll end up being more worried, you'll enter into problems of immorality and theft, etc. So even in this world, if you are interested in the physical pleasures, and that's all you're pursuing all day, then you're not going to end up being happy in this world either. Whereas if you pursue spiritual things and spiritual growth, then you will be happy not only in Olam Haba, but you will also have the best time and a much more elevated time in this world. And that's an extremely important lesson to learn. And look around, those who are involved fully in spiritual pursuits, they're not sadder than other people. Quite the opposite, they're living much happier lives without the worries of wealth. And now Hillel starts talking about the positive side, Marbe Torah, one who increases the amount of Torah which he learns, Marbe Chaim, that increases the very life which he has, both in quality, this is real life, connecting to the source of all life, and also in quantity, the more Torah one learns, that is a reason for Hashem to extend his life. Marbe Yeshiva, one who increases the amount that he sits in front of Talmidei Chachomim, trying to gain from their wisdom and advice, Marbe Chochma, that will indeed make him a wiser person. Marba Eitza, one who increases the amount of advice that he takes from Tamidei Chachamim, Marba Tevuna, that will increase the amount of understanding and insight which he himself has. Marba Tzedakah, Marba Shalom, the more charity that one gives, both in money and in time, more than one does for others, Marba Shalom, that will increase the amount of peace that there is in the world. Konoshim Toiv, one who has acquired for himself a good reputation. He's done what he's supposed to have done in this world, and he's become a great person. Konola Atzmai, he has acquired something for himself, meaning the reputation is representative of what he's really achieved. Obviously, this is not always the case, but we're talking about a situation where somebody has really achieved things. In such a case, he has made an acquisition for his real self. His real self, his neshama, which will go to Olam Haba, has achieved something. And he has really got the message and understood that his real self, which he's supposed to be working on and building, is his neshama, his soul, which yearns for that achievement and growth and connection to something so much more great than what meets the eye, and having a connection with Hashem. Konolo Divrei Torah, one who acquires for himself Divrei Torah by learning Torah, Konolo Chai Olam Haba, has acquired for himself entry into the life of Olam Haba. Although, of course, we are rewarded for all of the mitzvahs which we have done in order to enter into Olam Haba, that comes only at the merit of learning Torah, or at least for supporting Torah. Once we're in Olam Haba, of course, we'll be rewarded for everything. But the main entry into Olam Haba is dependent entirely on Talmud Torah, learning Torah. Mishnah Ches, in the previous perek, after going through the five zugos, the five pairs of the Nosi and the Av Beis Din, who led the Jewish people in their generation, and the last of the zugos was Hillel and Shammai, from then, for the next few Mishnahs, going into the second perek as well, the Mishnah was still continuing the tradition of the Torah being passed down, and it went through the Nasiim, who were all descendants of Hillel. Now the last couple of Mishnayos went back to discuss things which Hillel himself said, and now we're starting sort of another route from Hillel. Instead of it being his descendants, who were also his students, we're now going to see who his other students were, and then the students of the students of Hillel, etc. And the Gemara tells us that Hillel had 80 Talmidim. 30 out of 80 of these Talmidim were considered on some level to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. 30 of them were on some level considered to be like Yeshua ben Nun. This is how great these people were. And the Gemara says that the smallest, the least great of these 80 Talmidim was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew Kol HaTorah Kula, absolutely everything, in Torah, all the way up to Malachim, the angels, and the Gemara goes to length to describe the great, awesome knowledge of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and this was the least great of the 80 Talmidim of Hillel. It's interesting that, specifically via him, the Torah was passed down to the next generation. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai killed Hillel v'Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one who received the Torah in the most primary way from Hillel and Shammai. Hu haya omer, he would say, im lamadta Torah harbe, if you have learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik tov l'atzmacha, don't hold of yourself as if you did something good and be proud of yourself, ki l'chach nitzarta, because that's why you were created to learn Torah. You're obligated to do that. Don't view it as I'm doing an extra. Of course, you do need to appreciate the amount that you have grown and what you have attained in a spiritual sense. But don't become arrogant over it because you're obligated to do this and this is the purpose of you being here. Another explanation of this part of the Mishnah is given by the Medrash Shmuel as well as the Klausenberger Rebbe. They say that toiva or toiv is often used to describe the Torah. Like the Pasuk says, ki lekach toiv nosat lochem. Toiv is a description of the Torah. So according to that, the Mishnah would read, if you have learned a lot of Torah, don't keep that Torah, that toiv, to yourself, but rather teach it to others. Why? Ki lechach neitzarto, because that's why you were created, to share the Torah wisdom with others. Not just for yourself, you're created to influence and assist in other people's growth as well. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha Talmidim Ha'ilo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five main Talmidim. Of course, he had many more, but the five primary Talmidim, Ve'elu Hein, were the following people. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, who's also known as Rabbi Eliezer, whenever the Mishnah says Rabbi Eliezer, this is referring to this Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who is also known as Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, Rabbi Shimon ben Sanal, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. These were the five students, the main students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Torah was transmitted to them from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They were the main leaders of the next generation who carried on the Torah and passed it over to the people of that generation and the next generation. Hu Yomena Shivchon, Rabbi Nachman ben Zakkai would count and point out the various praises of each of his five main Talmidim. Rabbi Lezman Hurkanus, Bar Suj Einim Abe Tippa, was like a pit which was smeared with lime such that it didn't lose even a drop of the water which was put into it. So too, Rabbi Lezman Hurkanus didn't forget anything that he learned. Rabbi Yeshua, Asher Yeladtai, praiseworthy are the ones who gave birth to Rabbi Yeshua and who brought him up because of his unbelievable middos and good character. And this is also a reference to the fact that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya's mother, when he was a baby, even just in a crib, she would bring the crib to the Beis HaMedrash so that the baby's ears would just hear Torah all day. So the Mishnah is also referencing that point. Rabbi Yossi, the third Talmud, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen Chosid. He called him a chosid. A chosid is somebody who goes beyond the letter of the law. He doesn't just do what he needs to do, but he goes beyond that. Rabbi Shimon ben Nasanel, Yurechet, he was somebody who feared sin on a very high level. Rabbi Loz ben Arach, Mayan HaMisgaber, he was like a spring of water which was overflowing and bursting. His sharp mind and ability to go into the depths of the Torah, this was particularly present by Rabbi Loz ben Arach. Who will Omer, and the Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai would say, if all of the Talmid Chachomim, all of the righteous people, would be put on one side of scales, the Eliezer ben Hurkanus b'chav shnia, and Eliezer ben Hurkanus was put on the other side of the weighing scales, machrias kulam, he would outweigh all of them. This is referring to his vast, broad knowledge of Torah. He had a particularly wide breadth in all areas of Torah. Abba Shol said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Emiru kol chachma Yisrael b'chav mazayim, if all of the righteous people, the Talmidei Chachomim of Klal Yisrael, were put into weighing scales, they were put on one side, Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus afimoyem, and Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus would be together with the other Talmidei Chachomim, Rabbi Elazar b'chashniya, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach would be on the other side of the scales, machrias kulam, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach would outweigh everybody else. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, instead of having as broad of a knowledge as Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, of course his knowledge was also very broad, but his main ability, like we said before with the Mayan HaMisgaber, he was very sharp, and he could go deeper into all of the logics and all of the points of the Torah, and because of that depth, he would outweigh all of the other Talmidei Chachomim on the other side of the scales. Mishnah Tes, Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told his Talmidim, Tzu Ra'u Ezi Derech Yishar Sheyilek Baha Adam. Go out and see what is the most effective way for a person to stick to the upright path in life. What is the main middah which somebody should try to attain? Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein toiva, to have a good eye, to be pleased with that which one has, to see everything in a positive light. Rabbi Yeshua says, Chover toiv, to be a good friend, to love everybody. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shochin toiv, you should try to be a good neighbor. Neighbors are closer to you, and that way you'll be able to learn from each other's behavior in an easier way. Rabbi Shimon says, Arayas Anoilod, one who sees the future, he sees the consequences of all of his actions. Rabbi Lozer says, Leiv toiv, to have a good heart. That is the most important middah. Amalahem, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said to all of them, Ro'ani estevi Elazar ben Arach, I see and agree with the words of Elazar ben Arach, Bechlal devarav divreichem, because included in his words are your words. If you have a good heart, it's going to lead to all of the other things as well. You won't want to disappoint anybody, so you're automatically going to be a good friend. And all the other things will also come with it. Amalahem. Now he said to the Talmidim, go out and see what is a bad way, a bad path from which somebody should distance himself. What is the main middah from which he should distance himself? Rabbi Eliezer says, Ayin ra'ah, to have a bad eye, to see things very negatively, to be jealous of others, not to be pleased with what one has. Rabbi Yeshua says, Chavira, to be a bad friend. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shachin ra'ah, to be a bad neighbor. Rabbi Shimon says, when Rabbi Shimon was talking about the positive thing, he said one who sees the consequences of his actions. So now Rabbi Shimon gives an example of somebody who doesn't see the consequences of his actions. Halovaveinu Mishalem, one who borrows money and doesn't pay back. He obviously acted in a way that was irresponsible. And the Mishnah adds that one who does this is not only sinning against the other person, but Echad Halovaveinu Adam Klovin Amokim Boruchu. One who borrows from a person, it's somewhat considered like he's borrowing from Hashem. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Levi Rosha v'lo Yishalem. A Rosha is somebody who borrows and doesn't pay back. V'tzadik, and a tzadik, this is referring to Hashem, Chonin v'noisein, he is merciful and he gives. Meaning Hashem will make sure that if the person who lent the money is deserving and it's good for him to have the money back, Hashem will make sure he gets the money back somehow. It might not be from this person, but it's as if Hashem is sort of a guarantor paying back the loan to the lender, and now the borrower owes Hashem, as it were, the money, because Hashem is paying back the loan to the lender. But again, all of this is really more of an example of not seeing the consequences of one's actions. Rabbi Loza says, Levra, having a bad heart, that is the worst middle which somebody can have, Omar Lahem. And Rabbi Nachman ben Zakkai said to them, I see and agree with the words of Rabbi Loza ben Arach, because all of what you said is included in what he said, since a bad heart will lead to all of the other bad middos as well.